Ramona Flea Market has stuff. New stuff, used stuff, fun stuff, kid stuff, stuff to put stuff in, stuff to build stuff with. And who needs all that stuff? You! And what do you do when you have too much stuff? Sell your stuff at Ramona Flea Market. Open every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
It'll be mostly cloudy today with a high of 68. Going to be cloudy tonight. 60% chance of showers. Also on Sunday night with nighttime lows both nights. Around 53. 80% chance of rain. Breezy Sunday. High 61. Monday partly sunny and breezy. High 68. And then Monday night and Tuesday cloudy. Low Monday night 51. High on Tuesday of 66.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Oh, my listening friend, it's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been watching or listening to the show since 2011, or maybe you just started watching yesterday or listening yesterday, welcome and thank you so much for supporting the show. If this is the first time you have stumbled upon the show, I'm telling you, it is not an accident. It is by divine design that you are joining us today, whether you're on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show, where you get the on and off the air conversation, or you are driving to work this morning or taking your kids to school. Listen up. I'm hoping that this conversation will change your life. Just know that if this is the first time that you've stumbled upon the show, I have been waiting for you. I have been waiting for you. So welcome. Thank you for joining us. Please know that this is a safe place that you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show, just in case I didn't say it enough, feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, that all being said, many people don't understand, how can I live the life of my dreams when I am feeling like I am not enough, like I want to die, like everything bad happens to me, or maybe I am anxious about what tomorrow is going to bring, or the day after tomorrow, or maybe creating things that aren't real and that we believe. Where is that? So we've been told for many years, we're chemical, there's a chemical imbalance. But what if that chemical is something simple, like vitamin B6 or zinc? Or what if it's a protein that you need? What if it's something simple? None of us are Zoloft deficient. None of us are pharmaceutical drug deficient. I'm not against drugs. I'm not against pharmaceutical drugs. I am for taking 100% responsibility for our life. But here's the deal. about a month or two at the beginning of the year or last year, I met a gentleman named Dr. William Walsh. He's a PhD, and he was on my show, and he shared, and I have the book right here, the book, I heard him speak about nutrient power. And ever since I heard from him, I said, he's going to be on my show. And once he was on my show, I made a commitment to mental health. Because yes, you can feel good about yourself, but unless you figure out what is causing issues in your brain, how do we embrace this new truth? So that led me to asking Dr. Walsh a question. What do you do? Who do you use? What do you? And he shared DHA Laboratories. That's where he does all his testing. And in comes Dan Hansen, who was on my show a couple of weeks ago, that just was so wonderful because he explained the testing aspect of it. Well, I went through this process, and I know this is a long intro because I want to make sure that you understand why I'm so passionate about this show and future shows that we will do. So I asked Dr. Walsh to go through this process, and I did. And I met with Dr. Mensa. Oh my God, wait till you hear him. And wait, I'm sure the people have already seen him that are on Facebook Live. Okay, you'll draw your own conclusion, but let me just say, amazing. Okay, and of course, Dan, who all of you saw, cutie, very smart. And so the information that is coming out from these men will be life-changing. And so we have Dr. Mensa of Mensa Medical and Dan Hansen of DHA Lab, who's donating again another DHA metabolic panel with a consultation with Dr. Mensa. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am beyond grateful that both of them are here to do just that. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you, Lillian.
Thank you.
Okay, so that deep voice that you heard is Dr. Mensa. And so let's start with Dr. Mensa. So actually, no, we're going to start with Dan. Because we had you on the show 2 weeks ago. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for that show. You have enlightened so many people. Share a little bit about your background before we jump into the first segment. Share a little bit about your background.
Well, thank you again for the warm welcome, Lillian. I started working in our family laboratory. I'm a third generation in our family in laboratory science. Several years ago, when I became really infatuated with nutritional support, healthy lifestyle, and healthy living. And so it's really a pleasure today to get the opportunity to bridge some gaps that I think are just astounding. One to you, Lillian, with your voice, and one to Dr. Mensa with his expertise and knowledge and care.
Awesome. Awesome. And so today we're going to be giving the 25th caller, texter, comment on Facebook Live, and we're going to continue our conversation at Lillian's Radio Show. So join us there as well on Facebook. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, or should I say, welcome to the classroom, because we are learning about mental health. What can we do about depression, anxiety, behaviors that are repetitive that you cannot control? What is going on? Why can everybody else do that? Why can everybody control it? So I just introduced Dan Hansen. He is the VP of DHA Labs, and this is where it all begins. This is where you take your blood work, or you get your little vial for the urine sample that you're going to be submitting. And this is for mental health. This is not for your entire body, although we'll talk about that later. This is for mental health. And so, Dan, you then send this, the results to?
We send the results to Dr. Albert Mensah, who I'd love to welcome today. I have the astute pleasure of welcoming Dr. Albert Mensah, who is a
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, you're welcome. Dr. Mensah, in my opinion, is a world-renowned family physician, but I hate to put him in a box of just family physician, because he is also a physician educator. He is a biochemistry expert and a brain chemistry expert who runs one of the best medical practices that I'm aware of. And I frequently recommend patients that we speak with to speak directly with Dr. Mensah.
So thank you, Dr. Mensah, for taking your time to be with us today. And so if you can share a little bit, I mean, Dan already talked about your background. How did you get connected to, as a family physician, to mental health?
Well, first of all, thank you, Lillian, for having me on your show. And Dan, thank you for that great introduction. I love this process because, to me, this is all a lark. I didn't intend to go into this field. I didn't believe any of this nonsense. I was a traditional physician, taught in traditional ways. Nutrients don't work. There's no hope for these folks who've got these strange disorders like schizophrenia and bipolar and all that fun stuff. But I was challenged by one of my colleagues, one of my really close friends from med school, was a no-nonsense person. And she told me that she had only been at this place, this amazing place, for about a month, and she saw people being healed without pharmaceutical medication. Or if they were on pharmaceutical medication, this provided a great impetus and a great process by which people actually normalized. So I asked her, well, what is this stuff? She said, well, it's like nutrients. I said, oh, come on now, you know nutrients don't work. And she said, no, you have to see this. It's more like molecular chemistry. I said, now that I can take a look at. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, I went there. I had already signed a beautiful contract to make a lot of money. Now, here's where I danced. I was going to make a lot of money. And then I went to this place just to see it. And then 10 minutes on my way home, they offered me a job. And I said, well, wait a minute now. This is very difficult, because I was trying to marry up my sweetheart at the time. And I had no money. And I was in debt from student loans. And so I said, if I do this, I better be entering something really important, because if not, I'm in trouble. And I figured, well, you know, if this is nonsense, I would know it pretty soon. I can go back to traditional medicine. So I was already a very powerful, if I do say so myself, at the time, student of neurochemistry, neurophysiology, and the human brain itself.
Yes.
But when I walked into that place and I spoke to Dr. Walsh and my other great mentor, Dr. DeVito, that ego that walked in the room is more the size of a pinhead by the time it left. So all arrogance left at that particular point in time. But what I saw every day was just amazing. I saw people being healed, not medicated, but actually healed. Schizophrenics going back to get jobs, having families, people with bipolar disorder now running companies before when they couldn't even talk to anyone. People with anxiety, depression, just going. To make a very long story short, I'm still here doing this, but even more so now I preach it because I was that skeptical doctor that everyone else encounters and probably more skeptical than most. So now it is just my mission to make sure I spread the word on this as much as possible.
Very good. Thank you so much, Dr. Mensah. And, you know, and really, Dan, today you are my co-host because you have been supporting this information for such a long time. And now you are giving away a metabolic panel that with a consultation with Dr. Mensah. And so you'd be the 25th caller, texter, 407-373-5959. But if you're watching us on Facebook Live, I need for you to send me a message on Messenger, a private message, because I don't want people to be counting and waiting for the 25th person. But I want you to, if you really want this, just go for it. This is, I don't know, what is the value of this, Dan?
The total value is $448.
And that is including Dr. Mensah's consultation?
Yes.
Yes. So if I think about it, if it includes the lab work and Dr. Mensah's consultation, you really aren't in this to get rich, Dr. Mensah, right?
No.
So this is about making a difference. And when you do something for the good of all, then it just comes back. It just comes back to you 100 times fold. So caller, texter, 407-373-5959. If you call, leave a message. I am not going to answer. So just call. And also, if you're at Lillian's radio show, send us messages. Go send a private message on at Lillian's radio show. And I will look at when it came in. And the 25th caller, texter, messenger will get a free consultation and this DHA metabolic panel with a free consultation. So let's start from the very beginning, Dr. Mensah. I read to you an email that I received from a young lady that for 15 years, she has been dealing with depression, anxiety, different kinds of medication. They go into this loop, the loop of this doesn't work, and hopelessness. And side effects of these medications could be suicidal thoughts. So let's talk about how the brain works and why this pattern is not supporting the brain.
Well, one of the most important things that we need to really understand is that the brain is a biochemical factory. It is a chemical factory. It actually makes chemistries. It makes serotonin. It makes dopamine. It makes neurotransmitters. It makes enzymes. So they're not just all ready-made, prepackaged, and just sitting there and waiting. So like with any factory, there can be glitches. There can be either too little made or too much made. And when you have too much or too little of anything, very little works very well. Mm-hmm. So that's what we actually see with regard to many of the disorders that are out there. Usually they're related in some way, shape, or form to a glitchy brain. Production of the factory is not working properly. In other cases, manufacturing is done, but now when you go to the end product, when you get to Amazon and it's finally shipped, something gets damaged in transit.
Okay. Yeah.
Or by the time it reaches your home, somebody else steals it from the porch. We've seen a lot of that too.
Yes.
So these are the analogies really with regard to how the system works. There can be glitches in the system that lead to challenges, even starting from birth, with situations like autism, all the way through disorders like schizophrenia when traumas occur. We talk about gene expression. Now, genes are only really just potential. They're like, forgive me, a loaded weapon, but you need a trigger. And sometimes those triggers can be events, certain traumas, or they can be biochemical abnormalities. And that's when we kind of go to the question of what is going on with your chemistry. And that's the first place we look, because we can actually find answers there.
Okay. And Dan, at any time, if you want to add anything, just let me know. And I can have you ask any questions that you want as well. And then I will also ask. And for those of you, you can ask any question. You can text at any time, any questions, or call, and I'll ask the questions after. So with that in mind, anxiety. So many people are anxious in this world. And Dr. Walsh had mentioned so many different names like methylation disorder, copper overload, pyrrole disorder, focus and attention disorders. But let's take it down to if someone has anxiety, let's talk about anxiety. What does that mean to you as you are like doing a quick scan on someone, not diagnosing, but doing a quick scan?
Well, there are two things that come to mind. Every traditional doctor will ask the question, did something happen? Is there something wrong in your environment to lead to this anxiety? Mm-hmm. But what's really difficult is when people say, no, you know what? I have a perfect life. I've got a perfect husband, or I've got a perfect spouse. I've got a perfect family. Everything is wonderful. I have no real needs or desires. They're blessed people. What is it? Why? Why do I still have this anxiety? Now, that's the story that we really pay attention to, because what's really happening is that there is a biochemical imbalance somewhere in the system that is not working, that is there. Mm-hmm. It should not be happening, but there's a chemical glitch, whether it is indeed. Now, in addition to what you just mentioned, all those things are true. The pyrrole disorders, which Dan's clinic is just powerful with, his center, the undermethylation, overmethylation, but you know, even thyroid dysfunction. Every doctor knows about thyroid dysfunction, mm-hmm. but what they don't know about are things like deficiencies in certain nutrients, where you have a deficiency in vitamin B6 or a deficiency in zinc for that matter, or you can be either undermethylated or overmethylated. These are the areas where we go, because when you correct these things, this is like butter. It is beautiful. When you correct them, people do better. Some of them are absolutely resolved with regard to their anxiety or depression for that matter. So for us, it is a big flag. Now, the other thing that's critical is that we also understand it's not just one cause. There are many different biochemical abnormalities that can actually lead to the symptoms of anxiety or depression. Now, note, I said anxiety was a symptom. Anxiety is not a diagnosis.
Thank you. It is
not in and of itself the key problem. It is only a symptom that something else has gone wrong.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because many people take the symptom and the way that the medical whole protocol of medicine is, I take what my body is doing and turn it into a disease. It's really our body speaking to us. So if our body is has past trauma, so you take all of that into consideration, any past trauma that the person is unwilling to look at as well.
Correct.
How do you deal with that?
Very carefully. One of the things that we have to absolutely eliminate is the potential, or take into account the understanding that there was a trauma mm-hmm. in the past. It could be a childhood trauma. It could be a current trauma. If you could see the number of times we've had literally, forgive me, grown men in our clinic break down and cry within the first few minutes of discussion, they're going back to previous traumas. They're going back to points of pain. And that's a powerful thing in our society for men who are trained and programmed to be very neutral emotionally, to sit down and cry in front of a virtual stranger. Mm-hmm. But we do our best to try to create a very warm environment where people can express some of these challenges. We have to separate the traumatic anxieties from the non-traumatic anxieties. So we must go there. And that is part of almost every conversation we have. Were there any issues, any challenges from the past or the present that you're dealing with?
Very good. And Dan, would you like to add anything real quick?
Well, you know, these things are things that I consider cutting edge, because I speak with a lot of people who are just unaware of these various factors. And I wonder, Dr. Mensa, from your opinion, how many patients come to Mensa Medical? How many people do you speak with who understand these key terms that we're talking about today that make your practice unique and have heard this from other physicians or practitioners? Yeah.
We have an interesting mix, Dan. That's a great question. We have an interesting mix of many people who, they've got some great friends, they trust them. Their friend said, go to that clinic, and they go. Their friend said, do that consult, call DHA, and they do it without any prior knowledge or understanding. And then we have a significant population who do research. They have read every book. They've gone through tons and tons of physicians, or sometimes their physician actually recommended that they move through our process. So I would say probably we've got about a good 25 to 35%.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump arguing that the special counsel's Russia investigation should never have taken place. Meanwhile, the Democrats are putting forth a resolution that would demand that all the findings of the Mueller investigation be made public. That was resisted this week by Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. He proposed an amendment, which was rejected by Democrats, to also call for another special counsel to look into irregularities involving the Hillary Clinton email scandal and whether or not the Justice Department and FBI in the 2016 election cycle favored Democrats and tried to hurt President Trump's campaign. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the freshman congresswoman, has earned a double-edged national reputation during her first 2 months on Capitol Hill. According to a new Gallup poll that's out, just 56% of Democrats approve of her and her policies. This is SRN News.
Question: do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. Friday, March 22nd at 8 p.m., it's Pablo Cruz in concert at the Florida Theater in downtown Jacksonville. And Saturday, March 23rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be mostly cloudy today with a high of 68. Going to be cloudy tonight. 60% chance of showers. Also on Sunday night with nighttime lows both nights. Around 53. 80% chance of rain. Breezy Sunday. High 61. Monday partly sunny and breezy. High 68. And then Monday night and Tuesday cloudy. Low Monday night 51. High on Tuesday of 66.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show Classroom, where we all learn together. It is so important that we go through life with this childlike curiosity. One that says, okay, I know I've been told this my whole life, but perhaps maybe I don't know what I don't know. Maybe this is something that's resonating with you right now, this conversation that we're having that has to do with what is chemically depressed? What are the chemical imbalances? What is that chemical? Could it be a vitamin deficiency? Could it be something simple that we have made so complicated? And so this is the conversation we're having today with the vice president of DHA Labs and Dan Hansen and the co-founder of Mensa Medical, Dr. Albert Mensa. And so for those of you who would like a free testing, Dan is being very generous. He's offering DHA metabolic panel with consultation. And I'm so excited that the 25th caller or texter at 407-373-5959, that's 407-373-5959, or you can go to Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. If you go to facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show, you can also send me a message. Or you know what? At whenyouneedafriend.com, you can click on there and you have that little messenger button. Now you can just send me a message too. So if you want this free test with this wonderful man who's going to be your guide, your coach, or Dr. Mensa, then be the 25th caller, texter, messenger. And I want to encourage you, I don't want to spend too much time telling you about the show, but please subscribe. Please be a part of the conversation. Like me, follow me on social media, like me on YouTube. And the more we share the show, the more these conversations occur, the less we are paying attention to the visions of wonderful things in television that say, if you take this pill, you will be so happy. But by the way, you might get diarrhea, you might lose your hair, and you might even die. So I just want to encourage you to take this 100% ownership. Let's take our health back, including our mental health. Now, I just recently had this testing done, and full disclosure, Dr. Mensa, two things, and he doesn't even know I was going to talk about this, two things. Low zinc, that was the one thing that he discovered. And in our consultation, he didn't just look at the blood work and say, you know, oh yeah, you have low zinc, off you go. No, he said, by the way, this gastric issue that you have going on, perhaps maybe you should consider all the magnesium you're taking, because I was told I was deficient in magnesium. And so I was taking 1,000 milligrams, and he said, I don't know, I would stop. I would stop taking the magnesium, or at least half it. So I will tell you, I'm just going to give you an update, and I'm going to tell everybody about this update that overnight, the gastric issues went away. That's number one. Number two, with the zinc, I went from 10 milligrams, but you prescribed 70 milligrams of zinc with, Pictonolase. Okay.
Picolinate.
So I'm now taking that. And remember I said to you, for someone who drinks so much water, my skin feels dehydrated, my hair is falling out. My hair stopped falling out. And my skin feels, I was telling my husband, I go, I can't stop touching my skin anymore. It's like, I keep touching myself. But anyway, thank you, Dr. Mensa. And thank you, Dan, for DHA Labs for offering my free panel, which I took advantage of right away. So thank
you're
you
welcome.
Both for this.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about something as simple, because I don't deal with depression. I don't have those issues, but I had other physiological issues that were creating stress in my body. So let's talk about the stress in the body, anxiety. We've already talked about anxiety, but what are some of the reasons why people experience this?
Well, you mentioned something very interesting with stress, and many people, I mean, we are connected. The brain, the head, the body, they are connected. But people also need to understand what the potential causes are and what the connections actually are. They're not always as significant as one would think. Now, one of the things we talk about quite heavily is pyral disorder. And that is a disorder where your system will deprive itself. It will take away certain key elements from your body, one of them being zinc. And when it does so, zinc is so pivotal in both physical as well as mental processing that you see a whole constellation of symptoms happening. Things like losing your hair, at the same time anxiety, depression, poor mood swings, or excuse me, rapidly cycling mood swings, irregular capacity to be able to deal with stress. We see it in our children in the terrible twos. We see it in our teenagers in the puberty years. You wonder, who is this kid? I did give birth to them, but I don't recognize them anymore. They're turning cartwheels. Their heads are spinning. But what is really clear is that they're oftentimes experiencing what we know as chiral disorder, a molecule in the system that steals very key nutrients under stress. Now, back to the specific answer to your question, what is stress? Stress can be anything that is emotional. It can be physical, physiologic, or environmental. So let's say environmental. It could be the workplace or it could be school. It could be just having an argument with your childhood friend and you're only 4 years of age. That is stressful for a little person. And we don't recognize that because we think, oh, they're so cute. They're just playing and they'll get over it. No, that is a big stress to children. Physical growth is a big stress to children. It pulls on both the body and the mind. Every organ, every tissue is stretching, it's growing, it's changing. That requires a great deal from the human system, and it sucks the living life force out of you. So you become depleted. That depletion doesn't just end there, because many of the nutrients that we have in our body and our systems also function to help with brain capacity and mental processing. So whether it's environmental, your bosses have given you trouble at work, or you live in a very polluted environment, say you live in the depths of a dump somewhere, and you've got lots of toxins in the environment, all of those things are stressors. And these stressors do have their effect. So there are multiple ways by which these things happen, but when they do, the domino effect begins. What we are a series of domino reactions. And you've got to know where the top dominoes are and correct them, because they will correct everything else.
Very good. Okay, so with that in mind, with someone who is zinc deficient or someone who was magnesium deficient, at what point do you know that your body is saturated with this particular vitamin that was missing?
Well, first of all, this is not guesswork and it's not nutrition. This is exacting science. We already know from 30 years ago, that's when the great research was done that revealed all of this with the great Carl Pfeiffer. We know exact dosages required for adults, for children, for teenagers, for people of a certain weight, for people with other issues going on. Remember, I said that every nutrient is part of a domino system. Mm-hmm. So dominoes affect each other. And this is why you can't try this at home. You change this domino, there are 10 others that are going to change. And we have to make sure that in you as an individual, as a unique person, that's exactly what's going to be good and appropriate for you. And that's why we take the entire person into consideration, including what other nutrients you're taking, what medications you're taking, your primary disorder, and any other challenges present. So all this gets put into perspective when we're now talking about, do you need this one or do you need that one? Which is why when we take a great history and we say, okay, you've got gastro what? And you're taking what? I know that test said you were deficient, but we think it's a little bit in excess because we know what the other dominoes are.
Yes, yes. Okay.
That's how we approach every patient.
We have lots of questions on Facebook Live. We will address them off the air, but there's a question that was there earlier that was asking about schizophrenia. So we're going here, if we go like anxiety and panic. Well, before we go to schizophrenia, anxiety and panic attacks, do they go hand in hand? Are they like very similar to one another? Because it's the story in our head.
Yes. Well, we have to clarify the symptom of anxiety versus what traditional medicine would call an anxiety disorder versus what we call panic disorder. Now, many lay people get these confused. Anxiety syndromes or anxiety disorder typically has a cause, an identifiable cause. When I'm around that situation, I get anxious. Many people say I'm socially anxious, but they're fine when they're in a room by themselves. By the way, that's oftentimes chiral disorder manifesting its ugly head or under methylation. Now, when you have a panic disorder, you don't have an identifiable cause. You're sitting there on the beach, relaxing, on vacation, no thought in your head, and all of a sudden you become short of breath. You feel like your heart is pounding, like you're going to die. Your whole system is going to explode. And this is a cardinal symptom, cardinal signs of what we call panic disorder. Now, again, we find that panic disorder is also related to a biochemical imbalance that is identifiable. So these syndromes, while they seem related because anxiety can be part of each, these are very different disorders because one has identifiable causes that if you just stay away from them, you're not going to have these issues. That's usually anxiety syndromes or anxiety disorder. Panic disorder, no identifiable cause, but you feel like the world is going to just explode. So each of these is treatable. Each of these has a cause, sometimes multiple causes, and they're identifiable.
Okay, great. Okay, 25th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Including, if you're on Facebook Live, send me a private message. The 25th caller, texter, or messenger will get a free metabolic panel by DHA Lab and a free consultation with Dr. Albert Mensah. So start calling, start messaging, do whatever it takes. Let's get healthy. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Okay, you heard the number, 407-373-5959. 25th caller, texter, and message on Messenger at facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. If you have never gone on Facebook Live, And this is the, I'm telling you, this is a show to be listening to, the off the air conversation. Very, very powerful. I want to thank Dan Hansen of DHA Lab, who is giving away a metabolic panel, a full metabolic. What does it test, Dan, that metabolic panel?
When you're looking at our metabolic panel, it's specific to these core elements that Dr. Mensa is discussing, which are critical to biochemistry and brain chemistry. We're looking at the methylation marker. We're looking at markers for copper. We're looking at markers for zinc. And we're also looking at the pyrrole marker. So a lot of the key terms that you're hearing today are all included in that panel.
Yes. So 407-373-5959. If you want to learn, you know, many of us would like to take the pill so that we don't have to learn about ourselves, but there's a deeper root cause sometimes. Other things, maybe the physiological, the chemistry that's happening, maybe contributing to or exacerbating something that's happened in the past. So the sooner you learn about how your body works and why it's screeching at you through panic attacks or maybe anxiety or depression or with schizophrenia, we haven't even started talking about schizophrenia, autism, all these different things. Listen to the body. The body is constantly speaking to us. So let's talk about, you talked about earlier, Dr. Mensa, about a child, a tantrum, a teenager, you know, their head spinning or whatever it is where we are reacting to a particular situation that might promote anxiety or, but at what age can you test to see if this is a pyrrole disorder that might go unnoticed for the rest of their life and now they're shaming themselves? How young can you be to do this testing?
We like to typically say that around age 2 to 2.5, that's really the earliest that we tend to do the testing. But I'll be quite honest with you, we've had 18-month-olds get tested for pyrrole disorder. Okay, if we can get that urine sample, it's a viable construct.
And with pyrrole disorder, what are the basic what is missing from the body? What causes? You had mentioned many things before, but let's just repeat a little bit again with the pyrrole disorder.
I'd like to talk about just a few of them because we want to tell everything. People start doing things on their own, and it's not a great thing to
exactly.
do.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the key elements that we'd like to talk about is zinc. And zinc is one of my favorite new nutrients simply because it's so powerful. It works on everything from hair loss to DNA repair to growth. So aging is part of this, to mental stability. Not just anxiety, not just depression, but sometimes rapidly cycling mood swings, stress tolerance, stress capacities, fatigue issues. Zinc is just a huge multitasking agent.
Almost like vitamin C.
Absolutely. Even taste on your tongue is dependent on zinc. Wow. So if you are zinc deficient and you're wondering why all these things are happening to me, you know, I'm anxious, I'm this, my body's falling apart, da-da-da. The question could be answered by a single test, a very simple test. Contact Direct Healthcare and Direct Health Access, old term, and explore some of these chemical imbalances because these are all multitasking agents that are missing.
Okay, very good. So, and it's simple. Let's talk about schizophrenia. Let's talk about that. And also I want you to add the TMS that's out there. My father went through that a while ago for depression. And after he was done, he was still depressed. So let's talk about other things that are out there that are selling us that we will stop being depressed. How does that work?
Okay. Well, you've asked some very interesting and complicated questions. Schizophrenia is not one disorder. It is one name. It's an umbrella term for a group of different disorders. There are different biotypes for schizophrenia. So there's a pyrrole disorder schizophrenia. There's an under-methylation schizophrenia. There's an over-methylation schizophrenia. And this is why the medications that people are given don't work for everybody. This is also why medications that were developed 20, 30 years ago aren't working quite so well for anyone now. I'm going to break out something for you that we have yet to talk about. We have not publicly announced. We do it on your show. We were talking with Dr. Walsh the other day of the Walsh Research Institute, and we were noting how the vast majority of people who come in with a diagnosis of schizophrenia now are under methylators. as opposed to 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when the wonderful Dr. Abram Hoffer was working and there were more overmethylated patients and the protocol was with folic acid and niacinamide. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work for the majority of people anymore who are just trying it on their own, because most people are not overmethylated with these disorders anymore. One of the things we believe has been going on is that the use of folic acid for extended periods of time in our prenatal vitamins have actually lowered the methyl concentration, and now people are susceptible. So we're telling you just now, for the first time, we always talk about folic acid stealing methyl molecules. That's why multivitamins are a big problem for many people. Mm-hmm. Well, the key now is that it's now creating a stressor, we believe, that can predispose individuals to schizophrenia later. The vast majority of people that we see with schizophrenia are the undermethylated types now and the pyro disorder types, not as many of the overmethylated. There's still overmethylated schizophrenics, but not in the numbers we used to see. So the key point here, though, is that there are different biotypes of schizophrenia. There's even schizophrenia that can be caused by inflammatory bowel disorders and food sensitivities. Now, that's generally about 7% of the population, so it's not the majority. It's not one of the major biotypes, but oftentimes it is a key component. So yes, even diet can cause some of these challenges. Let's move to the question about TMS. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, this is a very, very big field of exploration on our part. It is part of the latest and most cutting research pieces that we've got out there now. But the key problem, and this is where I say things are in their infancy, mm-hmm. the key problem is that if you're going to beam magnetism or magnetic waves into somebody's head, you better be able to identify the magnetic frequencies of every cell you're dealing with, and you have to know what the repercussions are. To me, this is science fiction guesswork, okay? There's a 40% improvement rate, and it costs a whole lot of money, and which means that 60% of people don't get better. Why? Because, once again, of bio-individuality.
That's okay? Right.
We're starting a process that we don't as yet have a full and comprehensive understanding as to how things work, and then we're trying to treat things with a one-size-fits-all regimen. That simply can't be done. Every individual is also magnetically unique and electrically unique. So we can't expect a one-size-fits-all magnetic resonance or magnetic transmission frequency beam to cure or fix the vast majority of people.
Yeah, just yesterday, Dr. Mansell, we and Dan, we just talked about electromagnetic frequency and how these frequencies actually alter our frequency. And so I'm wondering what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Are we having these deficiencies because of our food? Or, you know, like you talk about folic acid, and folic acid is synthetic vitamin B. So are you suggesting that we go with the folate, the actual greens, the actual vitamins that are folate as opposed to folic acid, or no?
No, that is a big misconception that is out there rampant on the internet and out there in the world. It matters not whether it is synthetic or whether it is natural. The key is that your system does not necessarily resonate with excess amounts of that particular nutrient. Okay. So if you're undermethylated, for example, and you've got a serotonin receptor issue, and oftentimes most people do, you've got these depressions and these anxiety syndromes. This is not the thing for you to take. It doesn't matter what form it's in. In fact, we tell people, if we recognize you're undermethylated, your diet, sit down for this, people, your diet is not to be rich in vegetables. Dark green leafy vegetables are a problem for you.
Yes. Okay. So because we're all at the end, I want to acknowledge all of you. I want to invite you to our private conversation on Facebook Live all over the world. We have listeners from all over the world at Lillian's Radio Show, because we're going to continue this conversation and we're going to keep doing this conversation every month for as long as DHA Lab and Dr. Mansell would come on the show, because it's so important. And so, DHA Lab, Dan Hansen, VP of DHA Labs, thank you so much for your free metabolic panel and consultation. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, Lillian, thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
Go to metabolic, and I'll give you all the links and everything. And Dr. Mensa, thank you so much for being on the show, on the radio show. But I'm so grateful that you're going to continue this conversation off the air.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Lillian.
And for those of you that are listening, join us, please. 25th caller or texter, please make it work. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com and at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live. So join us there. This Cecilia McGrath wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Okay. Oh, that was not a good ever. Let's do that again. Make it the best day ever. Okay. So now let's.